This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This week's American Family Farmer. I always get enthused talking about farming because I have it in my blood. I'm Doug Steffen. Most of you know me in addition to being a broadcaster for what seems like centuries to some people. Decades, anyway. But I've also been around cows and around dairy all of my life. And so I've seeing this continuing problem with family farmers in our country, and someone suggested that we do a radio program, and so here we are with a weekly overview of what's going on the farms across America, what the problems are, and with some solutions. In a few moments, we're going to meet Emily Meredith, who is the chief of staff at the National Milk Producers Federation. This is June, and it's Dairy Month. I'm going to start out with an overview of something that is near and dear to me because, along with my conversations on the air about the farm, people tell me over and over again when we're doing regular radio shows and my talking, referencing things that are going on in my farm, which is, by the way, at eastleyfarm.com or facebook.com/eastleyfarm. You can see what's going on in my farm there. One of the things that I was known for in my area was selling raw milk. I don't know where Ms. Meredith comes in, and I'll ask her about this, because in the past, most of the people I knew who were connected to the National Milk Producers Federation, an organization to which I belonged, were not happy about the sale of raw milk on farms. And so what has happened is there was a disconnect. And so I just want to, from my perspective, before we get into talking about some of the conventional things going on with dairy farms in our country and the real problems that were underscored by President Trump and the real situation that is causing the American family dairy farmer to go out of business, I read an article on raw milk and that at this point I was happy to read 42 states allow the consumption of raw milk to some degree. The other eight that bother me. There are a lot of people who I find condescending at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warning against drinking raw milk. For God's sakes, I grew up on raw milk. And what people don't understand is that in terms of raw milk, there are two kinds of raw milk. There are the farmers that produce raw, we all produce raw milk, but the raw milk that goes to the factory, if you will, the production house, the producers that send their milk on a truck to any of the places where it's being processed, it's being pasteurized, and whatever else gets done to it. So that's one group. But then there's the other group of people like me that produce raw milk to be sold as it is. And there's a whole different sort of scheme, scenario, a different set of standards. And I certainly, doing raw milk made me a much better farmer, much better. You hear these cries, oh, look at those kids in Connecticut who died because they drank raw milk. They weren't supposed to be in there. They used a dirty label, a ladle, to get into a tank of milk that was not supposed to be sold as raw milk in the first place, and it's that kind of stuff that warps people's ideas about raw milk. Consuming raw milk, what they say is that it's dangerous. I think that's a false statement. Consuming mishandled raw milk is dangerous, and that's the difference. So raw milk, there are a lot of people that focus on organic milk. People ask me if raw milk and organic milk, same thing. Well, no. No, but there is raw organic milk as there is raw conventional milk. I find that the arguments against this are specious. It's the same bunch that come out of these public health schools. I remember a kid coming to my farm who was 26 years old, just got out of school, had a booklet with him, and he wanted to test a teat on a cow. So I brought him into the farm. He didn't know what a teat was. He says, I want to watch you sanitize the teats on a cow. Okay, so where's the teat? And he was a little bit, and he said, on page 46, it says here I'm supposed to do this. No, anyway, I think I've made my point. What I found in my area, and I'll leave the raw milk discussion at this, most of the advocates that I know for direct farm-to-consumer food rights, the Real Food Consumer Coalition, those people, they want the allowance of raw milk, but they want to have warning labels on the raw milk, which makes good sense. Consumers want the raw milk, and they want the labels. They don't want a raw. Raids? What does the raid do? The raid doesn't do anything except make the government often look foolish. I know of many of my farmer friends who had a problem, you know, the ban on interstate sales of milk and all that foolishness. Be interesting to see what Donald Trump or the administration does with this sort of thing. The FDA position is still that raw milk is unsafe and ought not to be consumed by anybody, but it's so out of touch with the reality of what the locavores, what people who are listening to this program. This program is for family farmers, for people that run farm businesses, and for the locavores who pursue our products. And I will tell you that I've had petition on top of petition on top of petition, people wanting to have raw milk available, make sure you have good labels on the raw milk, and never mind this draconian prosecution of farmers. Look at I think there was a recent one in an Amish area. These people for years, centuries, have been producing and consuming raw milk. It's just asinine. And so education is the important part of this. And I think that that's where I will stop. And in a moment, we'll get started with Emily Meredith, who is from the National Milk Producers Federation, helping us become more aware of what's going on the family dairy farms with the National Dairy Farm Program. She's the one who oversees that. June is Dairy Month, 13 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
All right, 16 after the hour, this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Emily Meredith, who is the Chief of Staff at the National Milk Producers Federation in Arlington, just outside of Washington. Would you say, is it fair to say, Ms. Meredith, can I call you Emily or shall I call you Ms. Meredith?
You can call me Emily, Doug. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Talking about policy, procedure, that sort of thing, and the National Milk Producers, the federation that you represent, basically lobbyists on the job for the dairy farmer of America?
I would say that's fair. I think we're on the forefront of policy issues that are affecting the dairy farm community across the country and making sure that we're advancing the interests that are the best interests for the dairy farmers across the country here in Washington.
What did you think of my comments on raw milk?
Well, I think I hate to start off a radio show disagreeing, but as you know,
okay.
being a member
I figured you probably
milk,
would. Yeah. No, I know the policy, and that's kind of why I left the group, was the National Milk Producers didn't like raw milk, and I understand in this case, you're representing those who are producing milk and having it processed more than, is that a better definition, do you think?
Well, we represent the dairy cooperatives. I think the one thing on the issue we can agree on, though, is that there is a lot of misinformation out there just broadly about dairy production, about food production. And I think one of the key issues that we battle with when it comes to raw milk is that when people do get sick, the consumer doesn't make that distinction between raw and processed milk.
I absolutely agree.
And so our fear, you know, and what we have long advocated for is we don't want the entire category to be denigrated by your characterization, people who aren't doing things the right way. And so therein lies the issue that we really struggle with.
Yeah, I agree with you. You would have no argument with me on that whatsoever, none. So let's talk about what is being done. One of the things you stand for, responsible animal care practices. This has been a big issue with, the news media has made a lot out of it, but there are some circumstances that certainly lend us to ask the question. And I know you stand for that, and a lot of the locavores who are using our product are interested in that. How are we progressing in those areas?
Well, I'm very proud of how we're progressing. National Milk Manages, the National Dairy Farm, that stands for Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Program, and me and my team here manage that program. It covers approximately 98% of the milk in the country by volume, so just a huge portion of the milk. If you look at any of the other livestock industry programs, I mean, by and large, dairies covers almost everyone, so it's a very comprehensive program. And we've really, you know, stepped it up over the years. It started in 2009, and it's updated comprehensively every 3 years by a group of animal welfare experts, of cooperative staff, and farmers themselves who get together and talk about what's the latest research that's coming out about animal care and welfare and health. How do we integrate that research into the program? And then how do we measure continuous improvement? So the farm program is really about bringing everyone under the tent and raising the bar collectively for the industry and looking at, okay, on your individual dairy, what are you doing really well and what could we improve upon? And then continuing that improvement over time. So it's not a one and done. It's not a check the box. It's really about looking to make small incremental improvements every year as you're evaluated in the program and as the program continues to expand and to change with the latest research. So okay. I think we've made a lot of strides.
One of the things that you underscore is education, but who is being educated? Is it the public? Is it the farmers? Or is it both?
It's really both, Doug. You know, we're looking at, for the farmers, how do we help to create resources and trainings to help them do things better, be more efficient, care for their animals better, because a healthy animal is going to be a better producer of milk. But then also for the consumers, we want them to know that the dairy industry does things the right way. We have a great story to tell, but we live in a world where it's trust but verify. And so the farm program helps us provide those proof points to the consumers that dairy farmers are doing things right every day for their cows and for the consumer, ultimately, at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's something that I feel very strongly about, and the people that I know are really working hard, as we ought to be. And as is part of, you got to have quality, you got to have people believing and trusting in you. I want to talk about what President Trump has said. Certainly has been part of the focus of Dairy Month. Yes, this is dairy farming in the focus because June is Dairy Month. We're talking to Emily Meredith from the National Milk Producers Federation on the American Family Farmer at 21 after the hour.
Be prepared. prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turned from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. Gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder.
The Farming Report. Here's to the farmer and the farmer, farm families. We're here to raise awareness. And in this circumstance, it's Dairy Farming Month. National Dairy Month is June 24 past the hour. It's the weekly overview of what's going on. Family farms are the focus, what we can do to help them, educating and being aware of what's going on, some of the programs that you may or may not know about. The producers on one end, the recipients, the local boards on the other, all sort of getting together and hopefully benefiting from this information. Today our feature is with the National Milk Producers Federation. Emily Meredith is with us. We're talking about education, training, the farm program. Let's go back to that anachronism for a second, Emily, if we may. It stands for what? The farm program. Farm stands for what?
Farmers Assuring Responsible Management.
Farmers Assuring
Responsible
Natural,
management.
Responsible, that's right, responsible management. So
yep.
That comes, as I think back to my growing, did you grow up on the farm? Are you a farm kid, by the way?
I am not a farm kid. Grew up surrounded by dairies, but not a farm kid by blood.
Okay. All right, so yeah, that doesn't take away from any of your believability. I just always am. I love finding people because there's so few anymore of us who came from the farm. It's just and that's part of the problem. I want to mention first this business about management, but I also want to sort of couple it together, if we can, with a discussion of what President Trump said a couple of weeks ago about Canadian milk being dumped in our country and milk coming from other sources as well. There are so many people leaving dairying. When I, as a kid growing up, I remember, I think the number was 600, 700. There were hundreds of dairy farms in Massachusetts where I grew up, and thousands in Vermont. And, you know, it was great, kind of, and it still is neat to drive around Vermont I was talking to a lady in Vermont yesterday who's going to sell me some Jersey heifers, and I remember driving by her farm a month or so ago. What a beautiful place it was, and how that takes, it's almost like a different world for many people when you drive in those areas. But the point of why people are leaving, because we can't, there's too much milk, and the government, in my opinion, has made a mess of this with these various regions that are supposed to, you know, the pool. And I'd like to know your point of view on this and whether Trump is right and whether that have impact in getting farmers back to the point where at least they can break even, because they sure as heck are not doing it now.
Well, you know, I think you're right that we, it's one of the huge problems we have in our country, is that our food is produced by less than 2% of our population. And so that contributes to, you know, number one of the things we've been talking about, Doug, which is this disconnect between, you know, as you put it, the locavores and the family farmers. We have this communication disconnect because so few of us grew up on a farm. So we don't have that firsthand perspective. We don't know, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and who to believe and who to trust. And I think there's this growing mistrust or distrust overall in food production and in farming.
Absolutely.
So that's a huge challenge for us. That's why programs like the Farm Program are so important. It's because we try to show those proof points. But I think, you know, one of the things that we at National Milk continue to advocate for is how do we, you know, help our producers, whether that be through, you know, advocating for our effective safety net, the margin protection program, which I'm sure we're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, helping with trade, you know, helping open markets and create better opportunities for our milk both here and abroad.
So let's get to that, make it our next course of business here as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful product. Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked, they're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just three small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts, as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Taking the tractor down the road. I'm a red tractor guy, as it turns out, although there are a lot of different now red tractors around. Yanmar Red, Mahindra Red, International Case is red, Massey Ferguson is red. So I will tell you, although I think the Yanmar tractor is actually pretty good. I'm not doing an ad for them, but I think of the new tractors around, I've driven them and I like them. I have older Internationals, the 6 Series Internationals, and Massey Ferguson's on my farm. I grew up around Ferguson's and Massey Ferguson's. And Internationals and Cases and that sort of thing. It's gotten to the point where pretty much it's like a car. They're all more or less the same. There's not a lot of difference between them. The John Deere green tractor is the same. They're all pretty much the same these days. But we all have our preferences. We grow up around them and So I just happen to like older red tractors. It has nothing to do with our conversation at the moment. National Milk Producers Federation, represented by Ms. Emily Meredith, who is the chief of staff there in charge of their farm program, which is farmer assuring responsible management, farmers interested in that. And so we've drifted into a couple of different areas here, Emily. The National Milk Producers Federation goes back a long way. Actually, it's 100 years old. I didn't realize that as you represent tens of thousands of dairy farmers, I didn't realize that the organization as a lobbying group must have been one of the first lobbyists right after World War One, right?
It was. We just celebrated our centennial at our annual meeting last October, and lots of history. We put out a centennial booklet, and there's a lot of old pictures and history of dairy cooperatives that decided to come together and form National Milk. And really, the goal, even 100 years ago, was to make sure that dairy farmer voices were heard here in Washington, and that's something we strive to make sure happens today as well.
Well, how do you let's just understand, in a manner of speaking, and I don't want to, as I said, get too far down the road here, but in terms of what people know, they get their milk in the store, maybe they go to the farmer and buy it on the farm. I hope they do. That would be my preference. The idea of having milk producers, the numbers back then versus now, because let's face it, the Suiza family, Dean Foods, and a couple of others have gone a long way to consolidating the milk production business. And so how is it that we have, is it the producers being the farmers or the producers being the people who process the milk and sell it? How do these two fit together? Are they one and the same or looked upon as being one and the same?
Well, you know, I think they're really looked upon as being one and the same. Well, a lot of our, you know, our core membership are the cooperatives. Our board is the majority of our board is farmers. And so we really look to be that farmer voice here in Washington. And we tell people when we're up on the Hill or when we're in the administration offices or even in the White House that we are the voice of farmers across the country, of dairy farmers across the country. And that's how we look at policies like trade, like immigration, like this margin protection program that we're advocating for, an effective safety net for dairy farmers when those margins dip below a catastrophic level, having some sort of safety net for them. So we really look through that lens of what is going to be best for the farmer, the dairy farmer, when we're advocating for policies and policy changes with each administration, but especially this one, looking at how things in Washington and in the Trump administration might need to be changed to suit the unique needs of dairy.
So what is going on? What do you sense with the Trump administration? A lot of farmers, most of the farmers I know, voted for Trump. Sometimes you listen to this. I wonder if I made the right decision because a lot of the federal programs, the margin protection program, part of the farm bill being scrutinized. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, we're going to continue to engage to make sure that, you know, our policymakers understand that dairy needs an effective safety net, and we really need to get the policy right. You know, what happened in the 2014 Farm Bill was they gave a haircut to the program that we proposed. We proposed a pretty comprehensive program, and the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, arbitrarily cut 10% from our feed cost calculator. And as a result, the program hasn't functioned as it was intended to. And so what we're going in and saying every day and really making sure that our advocates and allies on the Hill understand is that we need to get the policy right first. We need to make sure that this program functions as it's supposed to. We're not looking to make a profit for farmers. We're not looking to ensure, you know, a profit, but we are looking to make sure that when things get bad and when those margins get really low, that there is some sort of a net there to make sure that those farms can stay in business and continue to operate. Because to your point, we don't want to lose more dairies. We don't want to lose farms, and we certainly don't want to lose them for economic reasons. So we need to make sure that that program is in place, and that's what we're pushing for. And I think, you know, so far we have some strong allies on the Hill, some advocates up there, and I think that we'll be able to get something done, but we have to make sure that it's the right program that functions as intended, because we need to get producers back, you know, believing in the program, because right now I think we've lost a lot of trust in the program because it's not functioning as it was intended to.
So I started to tell you that when I was a kid, 600-700 dairy farms in Massachusetts, 106. When I was milking at the height, I had a couple of hundred, just so you know a little about what goes on my farm or has gone on my farm. At one point, I had 500 Jerseys over the course of time, a couple of hundred cows when I was selling the raw milk, and the excess went to the local producer, Dean Foods company called Gorelick. And I looked at that. I stopped altogether once because I just couldn't make it. It was ridiculous, the amount of money that we were being paid. And I got on to I was in a kick with a lot of other farmers that were concerned about government involvement, and we all thought if we just had a free market and the government got the hell out of it, we would be better off because we could figure out how to, like some areas, there's a cooperative out in the western part of the state, probably a member of your organization. I think there's half a dozen dairies that got together and they're marketing in their region. I think that's happening more and more across the country, and they seem to be doing better. Organic milk producers are doing better because that's what the customers want, it would seem, anyway. So I guess I know that we're not going to get the government out of the business, but what we seem to be encouraging is dairies getting bigger and bigger and bigger so you can consolidate the prices, the costs, that sort of thing. And, you know, for me, the quality of life, the quality of the product, quality of the animals suffers when you have these huge, huge dairy farms with 20,000 cows. How do you address that when people ask you those questions about the family farm with a couple of hundred cows versus a farm that's got thousands, Emily?
Well, you know, we make sure that folks understand that regardless of the size of your dairy, you know, the majority of farms in this country are still family farms. They just might be large family farms or small family farms, everything in between. You know, one of the things that I always come back to when I'm talking about the farm program, for example, the reason that that acronym makes sense is because it really centers around that word management, responsible management. And what we try to, you know, maintain through all of our policies at National Milk, but especially in the farm program, is we're size neutral. It's really about management. It's really about advocating for policies, you know, on the Hill and within the administration that can cover all farmers regardless of size and make things better for all dairy farmers, again, regardless of size. And for the consumer, you know, you can have a well-managed dairy that milks 200 cows and you can have a well-managed dairy that milks, to your point, 20,000. And it's all about making sure that those employees are trained, making sure you're following policies and protocols set out, working with a veterinarian, all those sorts of things that can help you manage that dairy regardless of size. And I think that it's important for the consumer to understand that, you know, as with everything, you know, there's small, medium, and large, and everything can function as intended and can be a great product and well-treated animals and a great family farm, but it just might be a little bigger or a little smaller. And so we really need to help the consumer understand that it's not always going to look the same, but that doesn't make it good or bad.
Emily Meredith from the National Milk Producers Federation here on the American Family Farmer. We'll have a concluding conversation about World Milk Day and some of the things that are an important part of what the dairy industry means to you. I want to sort of summarize that as we move forward. Right now, a focus on hiring and keeping the right person for your dairy team, for your farm. The folks at ZipRecruiter want to remind you, if you need somebody, if you're looking for an employee, just that right person, it's the perfect place to go for farm management or farm labor. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using that code will allow you to have your experience with ZipRecruiter as you get started free. Yes, all kinds of businesses, all sizes of businesses are hiring. It's a good time for looking for jobs, good time to find good people. ZipRecruiter.com is the way to post your job availability, and they match you with the people. It isn't like you having to go out and find the people. ZipRecruiter brings you the people through their resources. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-767-8958 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-767-8958. Again, that's 800-767-8958.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It would be hard to find any industry in America that has benefited more from a lack of government regulation than the ride-sharing business. Companies like Uber and Lyft that didn't even exist a few years ago are now transforming the way that millions of people get from point A to point B. And they're doing it by operating outside of the regulatory system that has governed the taxi business for decades. Soon after, millennials and Generation Xers helped kickstart this new industry by using apps on their smartphones to find a ride rather than by calling a taxi, the convenience offered by ride-sharing became obvious to their parents, too. Let's be fair, not everyone likes these changes, though. Some traditional taxi cab drivers who are stuck in the old system have filed lawsuits demanding government bailouts. One lawsuit recently made it all the way to the Supreme Court in Georgia, but it was rejected unanimously. That's bad news for an old monopoly, but good news for consumers. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
47 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Emily Meredith from the National Milk Producers Federation. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. You probably know about it anyway because you're in the promotion business, Emily. I see as we look through some of the events that are taking place during June, World Milk Day started the celebration out on June 1st, but I'm looking at something going on up in Maine on June 25th, put on by the Maine Dairy Farmers and the Dairy Promotion Board, called Cowabunga Day.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, how many of us use that? My use of it goes back to the long, but it wasn't the turtles. What do they call the Ninja Turtles? What was the, they use cowabunga, probably from your era, but cowabunga goes back to Howdy Doody in my era, 60 years ago on television when it first was used. Anyway, it's kind of fun to use it around the cows. What did you do on World Milk Health Day, and what other things are going on this month and in the next 60 seconds or so? How can we highlight some of the things for Dairy Month?
Yep, great. Well, I think June Dairy Month is just a way to remind everyone of the goodness that is dairy. You know, whether that be milk or cheese or yogurt or ice cream. For World Milk Day here at the office, we had a milk toast. We raised a glass of milk and posted some fun photos of our staff here on social media and encouraged all of our member cooperatives and farmers to do the same. And I think June Dairy Month is really about telling those stories of the family farm, helping connect to the consumer and remind them of all the good things that dairy has to offer, but more importantly of, you know, that family farmers are our consumers too, and that they work hard to do the right thing every day by their cows and for the product, for the end product. And I think we really need to be loud and proud about that. You know, we're seeing a resurgence of that. There's a campaign that launched called Undeniably Dairy, and it's really about taking back the good name that is dairy and celebrating that and being proud of that. And that's really special. So we're going to be doing that here in June Dairy Month and throughout the rest of the year as well.
Well, I'm proud of my heritage and the time that I spend as much as I can this time of year, especially on my farm, and the people at work there have been around for a long time helping me. It just is a neat American tradition that I want to make sure that I underscore and help. I'm glad to have your help here, Emily. Good to meet you. Emily Meredith from National Milk Producers Federation here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Farmer Time is 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of a problem that came to my attention. You know, I got 158 or 9 stations, plus you can find this podcast of the American Family Farmer on Blog Talk Radio. Kara, actually, when does it appear? What day during the week is a good time for people if they want to go to Blog Talk to find the version of this?
It shows up on Monday mornings.
Shows up on Monday morning. All right, so there you go. Now, I have a radio station that carries this program. Call letters are WKOW. Yes, WKOW. In that context, I'm going to tell you a story about a state law that bans people from selling homemade baked goods. And what happened to the challenge to that law? My commentary coming right up here on the American Family Farmer.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the Glitchy Robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
All right, let me focus for a few moments on something that happened in Lafayette County, Wisconsin. A judge ruled that a law that bans people from selling homemade baked goods is unconstitutional. Let me underscore, the judge ruled that the state law that was passed by the legislature that banned people on farms from selling homemade baked goods on their farm, the law is unconstitutional. Lawsuit was filed opposing the law by Women on Farms, requires bakery items to be made in a licensed kitchen. They say they want to boost their small farm businesses by selling baked goods on the farm and at farmers' markets. There's a bed and breakfast that was in question here. Lady that owns it said her kitchen was inspected, approved for her to make breakfast for her customers. So why can't she sell the stuff at her farm or out at the farmers' markets? The cookies she makes are just as safe as the ones that come in a package. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the salmonella, the E. coli, the listeria recalls for stuff like this, I'm sure as heck going to buy the product that comes from her farm and her kitchen before I go buy that other stuff. Wouldn't you? Think about it. The difference is you're looking at each thing as you make it. You are seeing these people know what they're making. It's not going through some big machine where who knows who cleaned it when. The women argue the law keeps them from competing with established big bakery businesses. And as small business owners, I'd underscore that the unnecessary restrictions, this is something that's driving everybody crazy around the country, whether you're on a farm. I have this fight. I'm fighting with my a town now about having various things on the farm, selling ice cream on an ice cream truck and food day on the weekend with a food truck and the stuff that the only reason they get into it, frankly, and more resources will confirm this. All they want is to grab $50 or $100 in a licensing fee from you. That's all they want. So I'm happy as could be about the judge saying the law is unconstitutional. We need more of this stuff. We need to encourage more smaller businesses, farmers especially, to continue to prove to all of us that they don't need restriction and regulation. They know what they're doing. They're better at it than most as the big companies fall, you know, they lay claim to being great. And they are some great American companies, but don't get in the way of people who we know can produce and supply us with things that are yummy. That's my comment on what's going on, the state of justice, if you will, in Wisconsin. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.